we'll move on from there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd be glad to do that. I am not on.
Yeah,
you're on. I'm on. Okay. Just a couple of items wanted to flag. With the staff, we and Vice Chair Noren, we had some meetings up in Wairika, Fort Jones, week before last, to get information from the community on their progress in implementing the Scott Ag waiver, and that went, I think, really, all things considered, quite well. We heard a number of really excellent presentations from the community. I think it was a learning experience for everybody to share the information of what people had been doing. We also had a second workshop in which Dr. Harder, who is a professor at UC Davis, and he has been under contract with us working with the county to develop a better understanding of the groundwater in Scott and the interaction between groundwater and surface water, and he gave an excellent presentation. We also heard from a number of other parties who were involved in putting together a groundwater approach for the valley, and it's a community-based and community-led effort. And I don't know if Mr. Noren, you want to add anything to that?
I was glad we went. I was glad I personally went. I think there's much progress in the Scott Valley in particular. I think that there's some really great work that has been done by that community. And I think our follow-through in keen through and taking the successes that are there and try to magnify those successes and try to get them to propagate elsewhere, I think would be my personal goal. Again, I was glad I went, and I thought it went very well.
And it was great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Also like to flag to the board's attention, Oregon adopted their TMDL for the Klamath River, but they, like us, there is a, what I call it, it's like a petition process, and so that TMDL has been, some parties have asked for reconsideration, which is kind of equivalent to our petition process, and so Oregon is going through that review process with their approved TMDL, which remains in effect while they do that reconsideration, but that's just out there. And the last thing I wanted to mention was, you may recall when we were in Santa Rosa, I think last, there was a gentleman, a Mr. Hay, who came in regarding gravel mining in the Russian River and some illegal activities. And I wanted to let you know that, you know, I did issue a cleanup and abatement order. Actually, it was a 13267 order to the company, Bohan and Canellis. They have responded. They have met the deadlines with an inadequate submission, and so we're following up with them. So I just wanted to keep you apprised of that.
Good.
And followed up with Mr. Hay as well?
Yes, indeed.
Great. Thanks. Any other board member questions?
Should we do a moment of recognition?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.